The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. I'm Major Jackson, and this is The Slowdown. No one knows Trini's real name. In a Bed-Stuy, New York City barbershop, he is simply called by the country of his birth, Trinidad. Trini doesn't talk much while offering up the flyest fade to men and women alike. I love his laser-like focus, the precision of his clippers, and the light touch of his scissors on my head. When he does speak, his melodious voice is poetry. While lining up my sides, he drops wisdoms like koans in my ear. He models, for me, a respect for craft. The other barbers are just as meticulous, but they cut up left and right. They joke about people walking in with 10-year-old sneakers, incessantly debate the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, and raucously argue political headlines. They pause and wave razors above caped clients to make their points, loud enough for people walking outside to hear. They are joyous and free, a model for me too. I love the spaces we enter, in which we feel a rich sense of our differences, of our collective humanity, and a lightness of being. Today's poem exhibits the kind of love and care and humor that passes through us, out in the world. Love and the Deli Counter by Jill McDonough. At my Stop and Shop, the ladies at the deli counter give us free slices of meat so we can talk about how thin we want it. Everyone wants it thinner but me. A woman asked for 4 slices shaved ham. She can have anything she wants. I want 2 pounds of turkey, sliced thick. I never got the thin slice thing. It's hard to pick up. It tears. It takes the ladies longer to cut it up. Here's what I hate: inconveniencing ladies. One of the deli ladies tells me the provolone picante smells like feet. And I say, way to sell it. I make her coworker laugh, which is all I want from a trip to the Stop and Shop. She and I keep looking at each other, nodding as if we are listening seriously while Foot Taste Cheese Lady makes her case. The foot taste is a good thing. Then she wants to talk about not wearing socks as a kid, getting in trouble with her mom. I love them both. I am eating a free slice of turkey, thanking them, telling another lady in the store I love the blue and yellow grosgrain ribbon down her jeans seams, telling another, I love your boots. There are no men in the store. Saturday afternoon, we stroll the aisles, kind to each other. Some days, Boston is just a bunch of women calling out to each other, I love your dress. We eat free turkey, help each other find the sour cream. The checkout girl's name tag says, Love. Love tells me her mom called her Love so much she just changed it. I love it. Love my Stop and Shop, her name. Love when people, strangers, call me Love. Or Lovey. At the gym, Christine says, "Hello, love," until she learns my name. A shame. At the deli counter, a woman dries her hands, smiles at me, says, "And what can I get you, my love?" The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram at slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.